from now until Easter, when we move in our new home, I think I'm going to preach on one subject. Every year I preach on seven subjects. Remember that? And this year, one of the seven, I think we probably need it. And maybe after 14 years, this being the 15th year, if I stick to this subject from now until Easter, I might finally finish it. Never have yet. 14 tries. And I spent a considerable amount of time last time I got on this subject. I didn't finish it. And I'll make you a bet you know where I'm going. Start with six. Children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. What's new? And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And if you think you got enemies anywhere, I suggest you study the characteristics of the Midianites in the Bible, and you'll feel very comfortable about how easy things are going for you. 7 years, the number of completion, and these symbols as numbers are never by accident in the record of God's book. This is not just a collection of stories, you know. God chose Abraham and his descendants and gave to them a responsibility which was to be God's oracle. And when you understand it, their very disobedience, human lackings, and failures to rise to the responsibility of God's calling become in this record a demonstration of God's faithfulness to His Word. When He says something, He does it. As the book of Numbers says, God's not a man to lie, neither the son of man to repent or turn from what He says. Hath He said, and shall He not do? Or hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good? This whole work, this ministry, my whole life is built on the premise that God spoke, and nothing became everything. He didn't just rearrange the elements. And the book of Hebrews says that Jesus was that speaking agency, the creative eternal word, but He spoke and not a thing like that became everything. And faith is an action based upon the belief that when God says something, forever, O Lord, is that word settled in heaven, and He will hasten His word to perform it. And the choice that life gives every person, you come to some crossroad in experience where the circumstances conflict with what God has said, and your choice is to question God's word because the circumstances defy it, or to say to hell with those circumstances. God's word's forever settled in heaven, and faith is not some creedal assent. Faith is an action that reaches through the mist of those circumstances and says, forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. I will grab that, hang on to it, become the resistance center in the stream of circumstance that says, God's word was before these things became. These things consist in and because and by that word. And when heaven and earth is passed away, thy word forever, O Lord, is settled. And my choice is to hang on to that which caused all these things we call circumstance to come into being, or let circumstance question the cause and the further is exactly distinguished by that ability to take God's word and grab it and say, if I die hanging on, the circumstance will know I've been here. And I will wake up where there is no conflict between thus saith God in his word and the things that surround. And maybe this is the last and most important message of the church, lost in every generation. It reduces faith down to creed and religion down to attempts at perfection. When God has promised in his word to give everything eternal to those that have faith. And for 14 years I've been trying to bring forth a congregation that understands and practices faith, which is exactly what I've just said. Daily we confront in circumstance that which defies God's promise. And therein is your opportunity of faith. Will you let the circumstance bend you and make the accommodation? Or will you say, thus saith the Lord, and I repeat, to hell with the circumstance. We got to fight right now. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. God keeps his word. I will hang on that. Until circumstance bends to what is forever settled in heaven, or I'm delivered from circumstance's irritation to a place where there is no conflict. Now, how could you preach a faith, you say, that has that risk to it? You might die not having obtained the promise. Because, and this is the lost message of the church, God only gives salvation. That's exactly what distinguishes Christianity from the stream of legalism that preceded it. God, through that favor, who confronts the circumstance